Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Well, 1 month ago today, Diesel and I made our college football playoff predictions. We made our predictions 1 month ago today on what we believed will happen, who will be the national champion, who will be in the CFP, and who will be left out. We did that 1 month ago today. And now we have the conversation to begin the show with you, Tolos, as well, very involved in this very first segment. Now that we know what we know, now that we actually have sample size, real football has been played, how do we evaluate our thoughts today compared to what we made prediction-wise 1 month ago? Welcome into Wire to Wire. He's Diesel. I'm Cole Bryson on this Tolo Tuesday edition of the show. 844-326-3663 is the phone line to call the show. The Hub City Spartanburgers text line is open, and you can watch the show and chime in there on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Diesel, we actually have football, which, by the way, newsflash, helps when you make analysis and predictions. It's really difficult to do so when you don't have any football. What's the old saying? Sometimes you just don't know what you don't know. And that's where we truly were a month ago. How differently do you feel, Diesel, about the college football landscape and the top teams in the country today compared to 1 month ago?
So you're telling me that everything leading up to the college football season is just guessing? Just stabs in the dark? I don't know. I think they're going to be good. I mean, obviously, look, you and I both thought Clemson was going to go 11-1 and have at least a puncher's chance, a really good chance, to make a deep run in the college football playoff and get to the national championship game. And look at them. They're all the way down to, where are they? In the S&P plus numbers, 31. They're the 31st best team in the country. And if you had just gone by Phil Steele's position group by position group, sort of composite rankings in your mind, you'd say, oh, this is a top five team. And all of a sudden, bam, after 2 weeks, they're not even in the top 30. I specifically remember picking Ohio State as your back-to-back repeat national champions, and they're sitting right there in the S&P as the second-best team in the country. Now, that's adjusted based on who you've played, how you performed against who you played. If you're supposed to blow a team out by 70 points, and you do, great. You get sort of ramped up in those numbers. But if you're supposed to beat them by 70 but you struggle, then obviously you're going to fall down.
So you do or don't?
Do you still have Ohio State?
No, the question was, do you feel differently about your preseason predictions?
No, okay. I still think Ohio State's a really, really good football team, and their numbers are showing it, bearing it out so far.
I think Ohio State's probably in as good a shape as anybody right now. And Tolos, want to hear from you as well. Again, 844-326-3663. JB already chiming in on the YouTube stream. Want to hear from you, Tolos, when it comes to very simple question that we're asking. Now that we've had a month or so since we made our predictions, I know what, 3 actual weeks of college football, 2 for most, are your thoughts different on the top teams now, Tolos, than they were a month ago? And that's a good place to start, right there with Ohio State, who's ranked at the very top of the college football AP Top 25. For those of you that didn't see the new Top 25 that came out yesterday, the top 5 is Ohio State 1, Penn State 2, LSU 3, Oregon 4, and Miami at number 5 when it comes to the fifth best ranked team in the country. Ohio State, Diesel, is probably, in my mind, again, I don't want to speak for you here, but in my mind, maybe the most surefire team that we've seen in the first few weeks of college football. I know Penn State's really good. LSU's really good. They had a big win over Clemson. But just like when we have the conversation of what great teams are out there, what teams you really feel the most safe about, doesn't it really feel like Ohio State's way at the top of the leaderboard right now?
Yeah, they've just gotten off to that hot start, and it's really hard. I don't think you know much about any of these teams until they've played at least 2 conference games. Most of them at this point have played a power out-of-conference team, and then they need to get a couple of conference games under their belts, because with Ohio State, you look at the fact they played Grambling in week 2 and they beat them 70-0. They play Ohio this weekend. We're not going to know anything really about Ohio State until week number 4 when they kick off on the road at Washington. And again, they haven't played a road game yet to this point in the season. Their only peer institution that they've played is Texas, and they managed just 14 offensive points against them. Okay, I mean, Grambling, it's Grambling, and they put up 70, so that's 10 touchdowns on them. I mean, clearly Grambling was by far and away outclassed on the field. Ohio's not going to give us a great number, so maybe it's Washington, Minnesota, Illinois, which is halfway through the season before we're going to have a sense of who and what Ohio State is.
So, Tolos, who's your number one team right now? It's plain and simple. Who's your number one team now that you've seen a little bit? Diesel, to your point, Ohio State, Texas was a very close game in that big opening weekend of college football, 1 touchdown game. You said it, a very low scoring football game, defensive battle. JB on the YouTube stream brings up an interesting point, and I'm glad he did, because I was thinking about this earlier this morning when looking at the currently ranked number 4 Oregon Ducks. JB brings up, Ohio State looks like number 1, but Oregon looks good too. I'm thinking LSU isn't 3 based on stuff that's happened since they played Clemson.
That Louisiana Tech game, they did not look good in that game, LSU.
No, and again, how good does that win over Clemson look now that Clemson struggled mightily against Troy, right?
Yeah.
So that's the conversation there as well. So when we dissect this top 25 of the AP poll, Ohio State at number 1, you said it. We do have a little bit more of a sample size. We do know a little bit more, Diesel, but we don't know everything quite yet because it's still so early in the college football season. But we do know that they were battle-tested in a game, you said also, it was at home, so obviously that helps, where we saw some really bright spots. Julian Sayin in that game was 13 of 20. He didn't have, by any means, a monstrous performance, but he did take care of the football. He was 13 of 20, 126 yards, 1 touchdown. We know that Jeremiah Smith's one of the best wide receivers in the country, but with JB Diesel bringing up the point with Oregon, could you argue, are you okay with the argument that maybe Oregon's the best team in college football right now based on what we've seen because of how they've just manhandled their opponents?
You could. Week 1, Montana State, a really good FCS team, by the way, 59-13 final score at home. Week 2, they got even better on offense and even better on defense against a power conference opponent. That's the big difference to me is Oregon. I mean, maybe this is the way these teams need to start scheduling. I know we would love the big time matchups in week number one, but these teams take a game or two or three to get their legs underneath them. But if you can do that against Montana State, figure a lot of things out, and then go play your first real test, man, it's shot out of a cannon for these guys. I can't fathom, and you can't convince me that Montana State has better talent than Oklahoma State has. It just means Oregon got better from week one to week two.
You wouldn't think, right? You wouldn't think. Now, when you look at, and we'll look at individual performers as well, but Diesel, when you try to dissect the performances that we've seen in this very early blip of college football in 2025, USC, the USC Trojans, have the number one overall offense when it comes to team stats, who has the best offense right now in college football through two games played. Southern Cal, 1,352 yards, 1,352 yards, 810 through the air, 542 on the ground, and 132 points to show for it. If you just look based on offense, if we're trying to figure out who truly, through these first 2.5 weeks, is the best college football team, Diesel, based on offense, it goes USC, Tennessee at 2, Texas Tech at 3, Arkansas has the fourth best offense thus far, Missouri at 5, Ole Miss at 6, Georgia Tech at 7 with 1,100 yards of total offense.
By the way, a vast majority of that, not even Haynes King as quarterback.
Yeah, they've been balanced. Washington at 8, and then Oregon, who we were just having the conversation about, at 9, rounding out the top 10 of best offenses in college football in 2025, Diesel, Florida State. Florida State rounding it out. But you look at these offenses. Now, when you talk about college football team total offense, we all know that doesn't tell you everything you need to know. You've got to have a good defense as well. But if you're talking about Ohio State and Oregon specifically, going back to the conversation we were just having, right now, statistically, you look at Oregon, they're outperforming Ohio State by a wide margin. And in fact, Diesel, if you're looking at college football team total offense in 2025, you've got to scroll a good ways down until you find Ohio State. And I mean like way down at 854 yards of total offense. So you're talking about 20 to 25 college football teams offensively that separate Oregon and Ohio State. Oregon in the college football AP is ranked 4. Do you still have the S&P pulled up as well?
I do.
What are they ranked? What's Oregon ranked in that?
Oregon is 1.
Okay.
Ohio State is 2.
And a lot of that's data-driven, right?
Yep.
So they're using this metric of total offense, I'm sure, as a big part of that equation, right? You would
right.
imagine.
And evidenced by the...
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
the fact that Alabama is number three in the S&P right now, which is obviously ludicrous. This looks strictly at the data. I don't know how it, you know, how it accounts for the level of competition that you're playing, but
yeah.
To that point, everybody so far right here inside this top five or so, they have a power opponent and they have an FCS or a bottom dweller.
Cupcake.
Opponent. Yeah.
Yeah.
A cupcake.
If we can say that. You know, it's really interesting. Oregon's a team that Diesel on our side of the world doesn't get talked about near as much. Obviously, we know they have the Nike money. We all know that they've had talent over the past few years. But I'm okay on this Tuesday coming to the conclusion that Oregon could be the number one team in college football right now. I'm okay with it. I love Ohio State. I think defensively they're really good. But if you and I had to do that and rank our top 25 based on all of the data out there, based on the AP, based on the S&P, based on the R&B, even though that's not a real poll, I would probably right now, today, at this very moment, I'd probably go Oregon at one, wouldn't you?
You could make a very strong case for it. And here's the unfortunate thing. They'll play each other this year. Oregon and Ohio State.
That sucks.
Don't play each other. I mean, they share a few common opponents. They'll both face Penn State. I don't have Ohio State's schedule up here in front of me right now, but I see Penn State, Indiana, Rutgers, Wisconsin, Iowa, Minnesota, Southern Cal, and Washington on Oregon's schedule. I would imagine there's probably four, maybe five crossover matchups over the course of this season. But we're not going to know. Like, is it entirely possible because of the way that the AP operates and the way that the CFP voters operate a couple weeks from now that they could just plop Ohio State at number one, and because that's where they were early in the season, that's where they'll stay. Mm. And it's maybe not fair that those teams don't flip-flop. I mean, if Ohio State doesn't stumble and Oregon doesn't stumble, they'll probably sit there at 1-2 for a vast majority of the season.
And that's why it's kind of fun, Diesel, to really look at where we are so early in the season with a little bit of a sample size of football, but we don't know everything, right? And we're stuck in that limbo of we have these polls telling us this. We know that 6 weeks from now we're going to have the first ever college football playoff poll. We're stuck in that weird gray area of these conversations happening because we really just don't know, and we know that the CFP is the end-all, be-all, which is fine. I'm great with that, right? I think there should be a end-all, be-all poll, but it's kind of the beauty of it. It's kind of the beauty of it. Like, there's so many different things that tell you so many different things out there. And by the way, side note, can we just go on record for a minute and talk about how underrated, not underrated, how much more, in my mind, we need to talk about Dan Lanning and his success as a head football coach.
Yeah.
Why is this guy not being talked about as the best coach in college football right now?
He's a trash talker. He is a media darling. He's made for media the way he was going back and forth with Gundy at Oklahoma State this past weekend. I mean, he should have been all over the TV here on the East Coast, but he wasn't.
He wasn't. And that's the thing. We don't get a lot of Dan Lanning. We don't get a lot of Oregon. But my gosh, this guy, he's like 37-6. Last year, what he did is not talked about near enough. You mentioned Ohio State-Oregon playing. Well, guess what? They did play last year, and they played twice. Unfortunately, we don't get to see that this year. You know what he did last year, Diesel, in the regular season in 2024? He just won every single game in 2024. He beat Ohio State 32-31 in the regular season back on October 12th.
But he also cheated against the rules to beat Ohio State early in the season.
Well, at the time, it wasn't cheating,
right? It wasn't cheating, right.
Beat Penn State in the Big Ten Championship. College football quarterfinal, he lost to Ohio State, who went on to win the national championship. I just think that, I know this is a rabbit trail we'll run down here. I think that there's so much talked about Kalen DeBoer and all these other coaches, and Ryan Day, like rightfully so, he just won the national championship. But Dan Lanning, in my mind, is as good of a college football coach in the country right now. And he's been there for, what, 3 years?
Start, you know, predicting the future here. Like, obviously, we know that the Big Ten has won back-to-back national championships. And whatever you want to say that says about the narrative between the SEC and the Big Ten, mm-hmm. who's the better conference, I mean, you have to imagine that Alabama's going to come calling if they end up firing Kalen DeBoer.
Maybe they made the wrong hire.
Maybe
then
they did.
And should have hired Dan.
But
right?
People have been, you know, people have been probably throwing offers at Dan the last couple of seasons, and he's happy where he is. He's happy at Oregon.
He's got think a he great stays? Job.
Yeah.
Yeah. We joked about it last week about maybe he'd come to Clemson one day. I think that'd be idiotic.
How much better can it get?
Yeah.
That's the real question. Autzen Stadium is unique. It's awesome. The weather up there is pretty good.
Yeah.
They've got all the money they could ever possibly need. They're in an elite conference that's winning back-to-back national championships, and I'm sure we'll be locked in a seesaw battle with the SEC for the next 10-plus seasons for national championships. I mean, what else could he need? Why would you walk away from Nike money to go chase ACC money?
No, I wouldn't.
You're not going to do it.
He's got it made. And I just going back to my point, I think he's arguably one of the top two, top three coaches in the game right now. And I really don't think it's close. I love Dan Lanning.
Buckeye Mike echoes my comments. He says, as a Buckeye fan, I love Dan Lanning. He's a great coach, and I love having him in the Big Ten. Why would he leave Phil Knight?
Is there a little sarcasm there by Buckeye Mike?
I think so, because they beat him, you know, in a head-to-head matchup.
Yeah, but Buckeye Mike, I wouldn't toot that horn too long, buddy.
You know he's a really good coach.
And he's going to get you. You don't play him this year. Diesel said it.
You went 50-50 with him last season.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how much you love him.
I'm just telling you, man, I think the world. So, rounding out the conversation in terms of now that we have a sample size, now that we have football, we have Ohio State in the AP poll as one. We have Penn State at 2, LSU at 3. Real quick on the Tigers. In your mind, yes or no, Diesel, Tolos as well, LSU, the third best team in college football. Do you have a problem with that?
I do have a problem with that. I mean, LSU's offense was not world beaters against Clemson. They didn't blow me away in Death Valley, and then they looked bad against Louisiana Tech the following week. All of this is on a week-to-week basis right now. What was it, Smitty, that said it was basically pass-fail for week number one, and LSU passed? Well, you could make the argument that they failed against Louisiana Tech. They didn't lose the game, but they looked bad. They didn't look dominant against them. And that's one of those, like, we focused on Clemson looking bad against Troy. We focused on South Carolina not looking great and needing some you know, second half craziness to look good on paper against South Carolina State. Other matchups where big teams went down, Florida losing. I mean, we didn't talk any about LSU looking terrible against Louisiana Tech, a program that they should dominate.
You know, I think it's interesting. The last thing I'll say before we run off to a break, I think it's so interesting, Diesel, when you talk about these polls, to think about what I said at the very beginning of the segment. We just don't know what we don't know right now. And even though we've had football, it's still early. We still really just don't know a lot. For example, we talk about LSU being the third best team. We have to take the data that we have from two games for most teams, three for some, and use that data to allow ourselves to formulate an opinion on whether they played tonight in a Walmart parking lot, neutral field, Diesel, LSU, Oregon. 9 out of 10 people are going to take Oregon. But LSU in the AP poll, they're ranked 3, Oregon's ranked 4. Mm-hmm. Again, I know we're splitting hairs here, but I'm just saying that just goes to show that, going back to what I said a few minutes ago, there's just still so much limbo. There's just still so much we don't know. At the ninth day of September that we're trying to figure out who's this, we're trying to figure out who's that. Ohio State looks like a great team. LSU looks like a good team. They looked, to your point last week, we say they're a top five team. We say Oregon's a top five team. But I think the most important thing to remember is it truly is a week-to-week conversation. You know? It's just like right now, Oregon looks great. Oregon could lose Saturday. And then all of a sudden, our tune has completely changed. I do think it's fascinating that there's so many data points out there, yet we still have such a difficult time finding common ground on it.
Have you ever heard of the mathematical term called statistical significance?
Mm-hmm.
That's that point where you have enough data that it kind of weeds out the anomalies. We have not achieved statistical significance with any college football team, and some might say we never achieved that because we have such a small sample size of the number of games that they play, but we're not there. Every week can dramatically shift our opinion of a football team, and that's what makes college football so great.
Yep.
Cole, let's move up to the NFL level in the next segment of the show. Pass-fail grade for Caleb Williams under Ben Johnson last night
on game.
Monday Night Football. We'll talk about it next on the Fan Upstate.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.